The development plans for Darwin's Berrima Research Farm have been announced. Of the 160 hectares available for farming, just 6.7 hectares will not be part of the land release that's going to go to 2,000 house lots. Department of Prime Industry staff were told yesterday that some of them and their facilities would be moved over the next couple of years. Here's Chief Minister Adam Giles.
After a long and arduous process of nearly 2 years, we've finally reached agreement with the Helikos Property Group on the development of the 168 hectare site known as Berrima Farm. As part of the agreement with Berrima Farm, there'll be more than 2,000 house lots, more than 40 medium density development lots, the creation of a vibrant community that's going to see home, or going to be home for some 7,500 residents. What the next stages of this are, there's about an 18-month process in getting zoning changed and some sub-plans done. Now, as part of the site, about three-quarters of the site have been remediated for any potential hazardous materials. Now, in regards to Department of Primary Industries, there are three particular areas of Department of Primary Industries known internally as Area A, B and C. Now, Area A will remain in government hands and will continue with the DPI facilities there. Area B will be cleared in a couple of years' time and will be opened. And Area C is a component where there is current DPI facilities, and we've got 2 years to transition to new facilities for those people in Area C. So we had a chat yesterday with the Department of Primary Industry staff. We indicated to them what the transition process was, and they were quite happy with that, obviously knowing since 2014 the process that we were heading down. But it's government's intentions to keep the facilities in Area A for Department of Primary Industries, and certainly seek to be able to invest in new facilities within the next 2 years to be able to support the staff and the research work that's done for those other components on Berrima Farm site.
There's Chief Minister Adam Giles. He was speaking with a small group of media this morning. Now, there is a small sentinel beef herd at the Berrima Farm, which is a key indicator of the presence of exotic diseases, both in humans and livestock. Now, those 20 or so head will have to find themselves a new paddock.
There's 6.7 hectares of the property that has not been part of the land release, so that will stay with DPI. Area B and C, there'll be 2 years of a stage process for government to identify alternate facilities for them, and I anticipate they'll be much improved facilities. There's also a sentinel herd that'll be shifted, and they'll more than likely be shifted on the other side of Tiger Brennan Drive. We were looking at putting them on the intersection of Tiger Brennan and Berrima, but on the Berrima Farm side of it, but there is future for the planning for the future. There's likelihood that there'll be a flyover there, so there was a bit of an issue about having the sentinel herd there and having to move them again, so we've made the decision to move them in the short term.
So there's Chief Minister Adam Giles talking about moves to develop a suburb around what will be left of Berrima Farm. Now, many of the DPI's facilities and staff currently working at the farm will be moving. Lisa Pellegrini, she spoke with the Minister for Primary Industry and Fisheries, Gary Higgins, to get more details.
Building-wise, there'll still be all the laboratories and the water testing, so people need to be assured, especially the people in the industry that I've got a great interest in, the horticulture industry, and that is that all the laboratories and the water testing facilities will be remaining. There'll be land put aside on the other side of Tiger Brennan Drive for the sentinel herd, and the chooks, I think, will also be staying.
Some new staff and facilities will be relocated within 2 years. Where will they be relocated to, and what facilities will be relocated?
Look, I think the new facilities that will be built for the department to occupy is an issue for infrastructure itself, but I am told that, you know, part of the agreement is that they will in actual fact be providing some new facilities.
And how much land will be left for research purposes?
Look, in Berrima, I'm not too sure of the exact amount. The thing that I've been concentrating on is that, you know, Berrima Farm, the sale of Berrima Farm has been on the books for many years, and in the last budget what I did was ensured that we boosted some of our other research farms, so I was able to get over $1 million to put aside specifically into Douglasdale and into Middle Point, and I think they're the areas we're now going to concentrate on. I mean, the research farm in the middle of a residential area is not conducive to, you know, having people in the cattle and horticultural industry coming in. I think, you know, we're better off putting it out in the proper areas, which are like Douglas Daly and Middle Point.
So you feel it became less feasible?
Yeah, look, I think the use of Berrima Farm has been gradually declining. I think the biggest concern that I always had was for the staff. I, you know, always wanted assurances that, you know, the staff were guaranteed of jobs. There was no redundancies coming out of this. The other issue is that the laboratory facilities, they're critical. They're critical not only to primary industries, but they're also critical to health. I mean, anyone that's got a restaurant, they have to have potable water, and that's got to be tested, and all of those things are undertaken at Berrima at the moment.
2 years ago, Peter Chandler, the then Minister for Lands, Planning and Environment, when discussing this development with the ABC, said the Department of Primary Industries had been consulted and the DPI said it needed 15 hectares to do its work. How would this housing development on Berrima Farm affect agricultural research in the NT?
Look, I don't think it'll affect agricultural research at all. I think boosting all our other research facilities closer to where a lot of the horticulture has taken place is a better option. I mean, if you look at the mango industry around Darwin was where it first started, but the majority of the mango industry is now located in Katherine. And, I mean, the Katherine Research Farm is better placed to address their needs down there.
How do you feel about the development of apartments on important agricultural land?
Look, everyone's got to have somewhere to live, and, you know, that's an issue that government has to look at all the time. As for personal views, I mean, you know, that's not up to me to say.
And you did touch on this. Will the Sentinel chickens be moved?
No, look, my understanding is they're staying where they are. The Sentinel herds, and the chickens, you know, it's not appropriate to actually move them. I mean, the thing is that you've got years of history. It's a bit like weather stations. You know, it's not appropriate to move weather stations. If you want to build up some history and constant monitoring, you really need to disturb those things as little as possible.
The Developing Northern Australia Conference was held in Darwin this week, where several speakers spoke of the need for research and the development of crops that are adaptable to NT conditions. Now, the NT government is turning this agricultural land into a suburb. Is that what you consider to be developing Northern Australia? I mean, obviously you can't eat in an apartment, nor can you export it to Asia.
Look, I think the issue that I've raised before is that we're putting a lot more money into places like Douglas Daly, Middle Point, you know, Katherine Research Farm. I mean, recently I announced the grape trials that we're doing down in Central Australia, and they're the issues. I mean, the thing is you need your research farms close to where you're actually going to be growing any crops and raising any cattle. And I think we haven't seen cattle and that being raised for, you know, commercial purposes around Darwin for a lot of years. So I think you've got to go almost out to where I live at Acacia Hill, so you're talking 60, 70 kilometres away.
And where to from here? What are the steps? What do you need to do in order to ensure this goes smoothly and all these promises are kept?
Look, I've had a close working... Well, all ministers do have close working relationships with their department. I constantly get feedback from them on the different issues around this. And I think I'll just continue to work with them. I've got a close connection with the horticultural industry, and my senior advisor in the, you know, primary industries area has got a close connection with cattle. I'm very keen to see a lot more research done. I want a lot more development in that area done around Douglas Daly and around Katherine and around Middle Point. And I think they're the areas that are going to be more appropriate for us.
Minister for the Department of Primary Industry and Fisheries, there's Gary Higgins speaking with Lisa Pellegrino.